This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Chris from the band Albion the Wolves. Good morning, Chris. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going fantastic. Thank you very much.
Excellent to hear. And the reason that we're talking is that the band Albion the Wolves is coming to the Globe Theatre on the 27th of September. So there's a wee while for people to prepare and get themselves some tickets if they're listening to this interview when it is new, but well worth going along and checking you guys out.
I mean, we've been a band for a long time. We've done a bunch of crazy stuff. I feel if you like acoustic music, if you like stuff that's really energetic and passionate, then that'd be your bag. And if you think, man, the type of stuff that they have at WOMAD is the kind of thing I like, we've played that festival as well. So, you know, just to give you a really, really broad elevator pitch.
I mean, I was one of the things I was going to say was that you guys have been around as a band for quite a long time, which is, you know, for people playing this style of acoustic music, that's kind of an achievement. Often people kind of split off and converge into different bands rather than staying together as one thing. It's very impressive.
Hey, we're all good friends somehow. Like, I'm certain we've all been mad at each other to some extent across the road, but I don't know. We're good friends, and that really helps, and we're really passionate. And I mean, I think, you know, there's no such thing as an instant sensation anymore. Almost every person that you see who's gone viral has been working at it for many years. In Australia, we ended up opening for this dueling pianist woman called Kylie. There was a double booking with the venue and such. There's a whole backstory there. But she had been working for 20 years and went viral this year, and basically went from someone who was doing all right to selling 1,200 tickets, you know, and almost overnight. It was just her moment. So, you know, you got to keep at it.
Absolutely. And the thing that I have both experienced myself and observed for other people is that you can never predict which of your things it is that's going to like connect with people, because it's about like a confluence of the thing that you happen to be doing and the particular moment when it happens that it connects. So this is part of something called the fundraiser tour. What can you tell me about this?
Well, we can go to Europe next year. We've got a booking agent who's working on the gigs. It's easy to say this is an amazing opportunity, because just going overseas and playing there, that's already an incredible thing. But I think for us as a band, we're ready to sort of expand folk music in Europe, and England is such a big deal. That's not that it isn't in New Zealand, but I think it's probably a bit bigger over there. And so to do that, we decided to fund a tour with a tour. It's something we believe, you know, if we want to make this project work, it has to fund itself. So we're looking to raise about $30,000 traveling around playing 17 shows. $30,000 is a terrifying number, but all we need to do is sell out Palmy and we'll be well on the way.
Well, I mean, let's do our very best to get that started. So one of the things that we'll do in aid of that is at the end of this interview, we'll play one of the songs that you very kindly sent through. So have a think in the meantime about what your favorite is out of those ones that you sent through. But, I mean, can you describe a bit about what Albion the Wolves is as a band? Because we've kind of talked about acoustic and folk, but that's quite a broad church as far as music goes these days. And so it's probably helpful to kind of suggest some touch points that people might connect with.
We're really, really energetic. So I think that something that happens is you hear acoustic and you hear folk and you think, right, this is going to be really chill, really docile. and that's just not it. We're leaning more towards being a party band, so there's some Celtic stuff, you know, not like it, but a little bit like Mumford and Sons, with like a lot of kick drum. Imagine some Johnny Cash songs that are really fast, but with a much more soulful vocal. So there's a lot more range to it. We've got lots of harmony. And instead of having a lead guitar, we have a violinist who plays electric violin. That's five string. And so you won't get to hear shredding guitar solos, but you'll get to hear that on violin instead. I'd say those are the key points of sort of difference or things that maybe make us stick out.
Once you get into like solid body electric violins, the sonic palette that you can get out of those things is quite incredible. I've seen a couple of acts come through folk festivals where I was doing the sound with those, and you know, they make out of space noises if they want to. It's really cool.
And you know what? He would like to very much. We sort of calm him down with some of the crazy effects, but I think the tone really helps cut through. And he plays wirelessly, so he can move around the stage a lot. But really just happy music for the most part. I mean, we touch on some other themes because life isn't all happiness, but it's a really joyful experience. I hope that works. You're in an echo chamber when you're making music.
Yeah, I think that does give people a sense of where it's at. And, you know, we talked about like folk covers all of these different things, and people might think that folk is sort of chill and docile, but there was a point in human history where all music was folk music because all music was acoustic music because that was all that you had. And so all of the rowdy songs were rowdy acoustic songs because there's been an appetite for that as long as humans have been making music, you know. Can I ask a wee bit about the name? Albion the Wolves is kind of a striking name for a band. Where does that come from?
I have albinism. Your wonderful listeners wouldn't get to see me in this chat, but I have a white beard and white eyebrows and pale skin and blue eyes. And basically, somewhere in high school, that name just came up. It was before Albie the Racist Dragon. So I feel like I've got a little bit of a claim to it before the Concords do. But yeah, so Albie was my pseudonym, and I hit the road long before we were a band, and I did a lot of like pretty earthy stuff, like hitchhiking around the countryside and things. And so when the collective of the band came along, we thought, well, let's take that name, turn it into a band name. So I'm Albie and they're the Wolves. But we are very much a band as a unit, not just me.
It's very striking. Before I had any context as to who you guys were, I think I got sent one of your tracks on a compilation CD of like what's hip in acoustic music, or you know, the kind of thing that record companies mail to radio stations. But there wasn't really any context for who you guys are or what the name was. And I have a friend whose dad is, I think, Dutch, and his name is just Albie. That's just what he's called. Yeah. And so I assumed it was just another Albie and that you were just older than the rest of the band members. But no, I was completely misinformed.
I am the youngest in the band by a fair amount. Yeah, I know. It's okay. My sort of belief in this is I'm going to look old to a point and then I'm going to look really good after a point. So, you know, I'm just waiting for that to happen.
Yep. Eventually, everyone will just lap you, and it'll come around to the same thing. Well, look, thank you so much for talking today. I do hope that you get a good turnout at the Globe. It's a great venue. Have you been there before?
We've actually performed there before, and I do want to shout out one thing really quickly. I think it was last year's. We actually got to play in your square. Yeah, we got to play. Now, it wasn't quite Albie and the Wolves, but it was some of the band members that carry over. And so if anyone remembers the very, very rainy New Year's, I think from 2 years ago, that was most of our band. So we've come and played Palmy as Albie and the Wolves and around before. So maybe if you see the posters, you might see our cherry faces and remember that we're a good time.
Excellent. So if people in the meantime want to like stalk you around the internet, look at all the various things you do, maybe watch videos or listen to music tracks, where are the best places to do those things?
Well, YouTube's pretty good if you want to get a visual element of how things feel. And then we're on Spotify and all the regular places. So, yeah, and maybe check us out on the gram too. I'm pretty active on there. If you want to hear me talking at you and stories, then that's the place to go.
Excellent. So just before we go, I will play one of the songs that you so kindly sent through. Did you have a chance to think about which one was your favorite?
I think we should maybe do It Ain't Easy. I'm pretty sure I would have sent that here. And this is the most popular song. It really embodies that fun nature. It starts with this really harmony-driven moment and then kicks into sort of this party sort of pop track. Pop in the sense of folk. So not really pop at all, but pop for folk.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much for talking, Chris.
Yes, mate. Thank you so much.
It ain't easy, it ain't easy to be loved by you. It ain't easy, it ain't easy to be one with you. You're the one, gave me the notion, a travel season, travel oceans, you're the one.
Listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.